Yes, everything we do, we must do for Jesus. And everything that we do for Jesus, everything that we do for him, it lasts us. If we do it for our neighbors and it's not godly, it's not going to matter, is it? No. And it's time for us to understand and get a hold of that. So this morning, here that we have, and there's a couple down here. And the reason I asked some of the ladies, they generously brought their lovely clocks in, because I kept hearing the words from God, it's time. And I was looking in one of Bishop Hammond's book, and clock is time piece. So the clocks are here, and God says it's time. So be sure to make sure that you look at your clocks at home. And I looked up the word clock. A clock can symbolize a feeling of time pressure. If this meaning resonates, it may indicate a need to give yourself a gift of time. So there I'm hearing that time is a gift from God. Time is precious. It is also a reminder that time is a limited resource that must be used wisely. So my brothers and sisters today, the time that we have left here before Jesus comes back, use your time wisely. And then I saw time, irreversible succession from the past through the present into the future. The past, the present, and the future. And with that, I would say, anything that hurt you in the past, forget about it. You know, if you did something wrong in the past, ask God for forgiveness. If you did it to someone, ask them for forgiveness and move on. Because God is in the business every day of forgiving us. We have to forgive ourselves, because when we don't heal from something that we did from someone else, it stops us from growing. We're in a class now after church at 1 o'clock on Sundays, Churches That Heal. And in that class, we have learned from Dr. Henry Cloud that you must heal in order to help someone else in that same situation. And sometimes God takes us through things for a reason. He allows us to go through things for a reason. And depending on how we go through that thing, we're able to help someone else. Elder Jim here has been through things. You know, his feet, his back. But he went through them graciously, and he believed in prayer. And many of us have prayed for Elder Jim, but he came out of it successful. And how he went through it, now he's able to tell someone else about this. He's able to talk to my husband, Jerome, about what he's going through. I was at a funeral with him and Elder Carol a couple of weeks ago, and he was sharing his experience with someone else, with one of our sisters here's husband. So it's how he went through something very painful, Pastor. It was. Elder Carol was right there with him. She saw everything that he went through, but he went through it gracefully. And he's able to share that. And that's important for us to do. Our past, and what did I say? Present and future. Romans 13:11-13 says, "And do this, knowing time, that now is high time to awaken out of a sleep, for now your salvation is nearer than when you first believed." Okay, I was saved at 12 years old. And, you know, all of us are saved at an early age. And I don't know, back where I live, a lot of time it was 12 years old from doing revival time. You know, you was like, go down there and get saved. But I learned more in later years. As time went through, I went down again because I knew I had learned. And it was time for me to rededicate my life to the Lord. It was time for me to walk and read and spread the gospel of the Lord. So time is getting closer to the day of the return. And that's what it's saying here. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. And I just pray that as we go through our life, as we go through our jobs and the stores, when we go in the stores, that the light of God shines upon you. That when people see you coming into a door, they know you are saved. They know you are a Christian because there's something about you. And it's that light that God has upon you. Most people can tell when you are a Christian. You don't have to open your mouth up. We carry aroma. We carry that light. We walk different. Did you know you walk different? When I first heard that I walk different, that amazed me. And I start looking when I go into the stores. Okay, that smile of yours, it grows on people. They want to be in your presence. Like right now, I am feeling the presence of God, and I am enjoying it. People enjoy being around you. Let us walk properly. Verse 13 says, let us walk properly as in the day, not in drunkenness, not in lust, not in strife or envy. God doesn't want us to envy one another. He doesn't like that. He doesn't want us to act like we're drunk. We're supposed to act like it's light and we're in the daytime. God doesn't like us to envy one another. He has given each one of us gifts and anointings and power, and we are to use those. And Elder Sylvia here, she has different gifts than I do. But I'm not supposed to envy because she has this gift. She is in the ministry of deliverance. I love to be a part of that, but God hasn't fully downloaded into me the way I think she is. But you know what? I'm going to jump ahead. Last week, Elder Jim talked about deliverers. Believers are deliverers. We have traits and characteristics that are given to us by God. So don't think because she has that gift from God that you can't help someone to do that. You want to be careful, though. You don't want to go into something that you are not anointed for, that God hasn't given you that, okay, you can do that. I'm not going to do that. So you want to be careful on whose hands you lay your hands on. You want to be careful with that, because sometimes when you do that, you're stepping out of your lane, as Pastor Janet says. I don't want to step out of my lane. I want to stay in my lane. That's why it's good to be under a covenant where you are taught things. Right, Rosalyn? You're right, Roseanne. You want to be on a covenant. You want to be careful on the words that come out of your mouth. And it's time for us to be careful with these things because, you know, the days are shorter. It's time for us to be careful on what we say. It's careful on being envious, being jealous. God is jealous of us giving our time to someone else. He's a jealous God. And that's kind of hard to believe, to understand. He's a jealous God. He wants our time. But time is getting short, so you better be giving God that time. I heard God say, it's time for my people to wake up. About 2 months ago, I kept hearing this. It's time. It's time. So I said, okay. And when Pastor told me I would be preaching today, I thought, it's time. God says so. And then I went through this thing, that's for me. Someone else said, that's for me. But I called and talked to Pastor Janet. And I knew that's what God says. She said, it's for his people. It's time for his people to rise up and do what you're supposed to do. It is time for God's people to rise up and stand and be firm when you stand. Don't let every wind knock you over. Because Satan, he comes to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. That's why you don't lay your hands on everybody. You don't go up against things that you're not anointed to do. Call somebody else. Call on my sister over here. Because that's, she walks in that. So you want to be careful. You can pray for people, yes. Just know how far to go. The Holy Spirit is speaking to us. It's time to stir up the gifts within us. It's time for us to have faith and to use our faith. We have been taught well about faith, haven't we? We have, and we know. But you know, sometimes we just get a little lax and we don't believe that God can do things that he says he's going to do. That's why it's important to know what God's promises are for you. So you don't step out of that lane, but you stand firm on the belief that God is going to do it for you or your child or your family. And Roxanne, your children are coming in. You stand firm in there because I'm standing firm with you. And I know there's other mothers and aunties and cousins and sisters that are standing firm. And I thank God that my grandson is here today. I just thank God for that. Thank you, grandson. Thank you, grandson. He was hurt a couple of years ago. The doctors didn't understand how it happened, but he was playing basketball and went up and came down and messed up his knee and messed up, I don't know, all about four or five places. And when they went in, they found another place. But you know what? I called the people that I knew would pray for him. I called on the Pastor Janet. I called the apostle of this house. And her and Apostle Leonard let everybody else know. And everybody in the church was praying for him. And you know what? He's walking today. Every now and then he might have to walk with a cane, but that's okay because a lot of people would not have survived that fall that he took. But his mother believes in prayer at the age of 12. She understood about the power of prayer at 12 years old. I believe in the power of prayer. We will go over and lay hands and touch him, and he might not even know what was happening. Because, you know, when you're praying for somebody, they don't have to know that you're praying for them. I don't have to tell you that I'm going to pray for you, Leslie. I know you need prayer. I just could go around like, you know, and pray for her. We don't have to be an audience to pray for someone. We don't have to be up in the pulpit to share the gospel. We don't have to be up here to pray for people, our families, our children. But God said, it's time. It's time for his people to rise and to pray more and to be radical. When the pastor said radical 2 weeks ago, I said, that's what I'd be saying, radical. So you know it's time. It was a confirmation for me. It's time to be radical about prayer. It's time to be radical about praising God. It's time to be radical about dancing for the Lord. Thank you for dancing for the Lord a while ago. It's time for us to do that. Sitting still in our seats and stuff is good, and you're hearing things, but God wants us to praise him. He loves for us to praise him and tell him how we love him and we appreciate everything that he has done for us. We appreciate you, Pastor Leonard. Pastor Janet, we miss you and we appreciate you. We love you. We love because they have taught us. Yes, there's been places that we have been to church and they have taught us about things, but here we get teaching all the time about different things I've never heard of before. I don't know about you. And they recognize the gifts of each one of us. Let me tell you, everybody can't preach up on Sundays. Everybody in here has a gift, but they're not called to come up and preach every Sunday. I'm not called to be preaching every Sunday. I love serving. I love serving their pastors. Now, don't get me wrong, pastors serve. But I love making sure they have what they need. That the people, you guys have what you need. I am care pastor, and I love calling and finding out what you need. None of us should be in need of anything without picking up the phone and calling the church. And if we can help you, we will. Sometimes maybe we can't, but you know what? We can pray for you. We can pray for you. We have to grow. We have to grab a hold of this thing and have faith that people are going to be coming in. Yeah, we have some people missing today, but look what God has given us. And God is speaking to us. He's speaking to us to go out beyond these four walls. I was listening to Apostle Rayon. He was on Facebook the other day at a revival, and he was saying, you know, about going out into the outside the walls, and don't be afraid to ask people, do you know Jesus? And you know what? Does Jesus know you? Because when I die, I want Jesus not to say, who are you? I don't know you. I want him to know me. And then you go beyond and you ask them if they have a church home. Because some people, yes, they say they're saved, but they don't have a church home. They don't have someone that they can pick up the phone and say, pray for me. Mama went to the hospital. Can you pray for her? So many people out there. So many people that aren't saved. So many people who say they're saved and don't have a church home. There are too many churches in Elkhart, South Bend, the Michiana area for people not to have a church home. But you know what? It's our business to go out and invite them. It's not a Now, he does. Apostle Leonard does invite people, but it's our business to go out and invite people to come in. I just love when Sherry comes in with her grandchildren. She was invited by the Moores. I know that. I love Sister back here, Ernestine. She came in on her own through God. God bore her through those doors. And you know what? She comes in, and I believe she feels the presence of God because she holds her hands up and she praises him. Amen. Awesome. It's good to see you again, Hannah. Because I feel like you belong here. Because, you know, when you were a little girl, you used to be coming here. And she sings and plays some instrument. I don't remember which one, but I know it was good. That's good. So, Lord, we thank you for everything. We must have faith and believe it's time to move forward. You know, think about Abraham and Sarah in Romans 4:19 through 22. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead. Since he was about 100 years old. You know, nowadays when we are 60 and 70, we think, no more babies, no babies. But that's not what God promised Abraham, was it, Pastor? No. And Abraham stood on his faith. And he said, it was 10 years. And he told Abraham he would have a baby with Sarah. But sometimes we get in the way of God's promises and we try to jump ahead and make it happen before our time. Right. But God answered Abraham's promise. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. He believed God said it, so he knew that one day he would have a child by his wife, Sarah. And that's the way we need to do. We need to start believing what God says. We need to start having more faith of what God says. We need to know the promises of God. Yes, God said it, Nick. It's true. God said it. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith and giving glory to God. And you know, even before Sarah got pregnant, he was giving God all the glory. You might be walking around or sick right now, but you know what? Say glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for my healing. And when you come down in prayer today, and the Pacancos or Elder Sylvia or Ron over here, I or Pastor pray for you. And if you pray, you need prayer for a headache, a cold, or cancer, or that you can't walk, whatever the thing might be, I want you to walk back and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for my healing. Because that healing takes a process sometimes. It may not be instantly. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. But we're going to have faith that God will take care of that problem. You might need money in the bank, and you don't know how you're going to get that money. But somehow, on time, you will get that money to pay that bill. Because our God is an on-time God. And being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to perform. If God said it, he can do it. If God said it, he's able to perform it. We just can't get in the way. God is able to perform every promise he has ever spoken to you. It's time. Let's not doubt the promise of God. Let's just take that doubtness out of our hearts about God's promises and toss them away. Now, not to anybody else behind you. Abraham was not perfect. He wasn't a perfect man. He was an ordinary man like you and I, with faults and shortcomings. However, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. For 10 years, Abraham stood on what God had promised him. For 10 years, he continued to believe God's promises that he would have a child through Sarah, even though the physical circumstances looked impossible. Even though the circumstances looked impossible because she was an old lady and he was 100 years old, but he stood. Abraham's faith grew stronger rather than weaker. Because sometimes when it doesn't look like the promises of God are coming to us, we get weak. We get weak in the knees. We start crying. We do things to let Satan come in the crack that we allowed him to come into. But I'm here to tell you today, it is time for us to not to allow that to happen anymore. To stand on your faith. To stand on the promises of God. God has anointed all of us for different areas. And that's the way we should be. Stand on our faith, knowing and expecting the move of God like Abraham did. Know the promises of God. We have been given so many gifts. God has given us weapons. He has anointed us. We have power inside of us. God is inside of us. So you know we have power inside of us. We have the gifts of discernment, the gifts of laying on hands. Excuse me. We have been through teachings recently about the promises of God, the names of Jesus, the importance of calling on the name of Jesus. So when you get into a situation and as this happens, just call on his name. I remember I was in an accident a while back, but before the accident happened, I saw her coming in back of me. I could inch up a little bit in the person in front of me, but the person in back of me, I know they weren't going to be able to stop. So whose name did I call on? I called on the name of Jesus. A friend of mine was riding with me a while back, and we were on our way to church in Niles, and we hit, I forgot about this, but she reminded me of about calling on the name. I was talking about Pastor Leonard was teaching about calling on the names, and we were riding on the back roads going to Niles, and we hit something, and the car started, oh my goodness, and I called on Jesus. And that car just moved right on or went straight. She remembered that. She remembered it because that great name, Jesus, we called on his name. We've been taught about faith. We've been taught about the Holy Spirit, the power of his word. We have been told about going higher, stronger, and deeper. That's important. We want to go higher and stronger and deeper in God, in the word of God. We listen to a teaching from Pastor, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Now we have a class going on about ministering spiritual gifts. If you want to know about your gifts, next time that class gets to going, get into it. You learn so much about what God has done for you. If you don't know what it is, just ask somebody. Ask me. Ask Elder Sylvia. Ask the elders back here. But find out about what's going on in this house. We have a class going on, Churches That Heal. I mentioned that a while ago. That's 1 o'clock after service. Because you know what? It's a lady that talks about things, and it came from way back. She was never healed of it. And you know, we always have taught about this onion and a peel of onion. Her onion has not been peeled completely. So this class, I pray to God, will help her get some healing in her life. And that class is not just for the River people. It is for anybody that is listening to us virtually. Anybody. Just call the church if you want to be in one of these classes. Call the church or get on our website if you want to know when the next class starts. Don't sit home and just not know. Because here, we're going higher, stronger, deeper, and we know that God says it's time. If you were not here last Sunday, and if you did not listen to the service virtually, please go back and listen to Elder Jim's teaching. You know, he's an ordained teacher, and he teaches. He gave an outline. And if you need that too, just go and call the church, and we'll get you a copy of it, I'm sure. Okay? The Holy Spirit will lead you and direct you. Are you ready? Are you ready to be led by the Holy Spirit? Answer that question to yourself. Are you ready? Are you listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying? Do you realize that it is time for us to get up and do things? Do you know that it's time to forgive people? Time is getting a little short, but do you know it's time to forgive? Maybe there was someone in your life, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your grandmother, somebody abused you, or somebody hurt your feelings. And that was years ago. It's time for us to forgive that. Because if you don't forgive, that grudge that's eat you up on the inside is hurting you, not them. So if you are that person in here today, please come down and get prayed for. If you are virtually listening, please get in touch with somebody to pray for you. And as we stand here today, we're asking God to send someone to you to pray for you, because God is in the business of forgiving. So we need to be in that same business today. We have to forget about some of the past hurts. We're in a new season, and we need to catch up in that season if you're left behind. If you feel like you're left behind, please let one of us know, because we don't want anybody at the river to be left behind. We're asking you to pray for forgiveness. It'll eat you up, I said. Pray that whoever you did something to forgives you, because you want to be forgiven also. Pray to be healed. It's time for us to know about healing in a depth, to understand it with our faith. It is time for us to pray like never before. It is time for us to stand strong and firm the way Abraham did. It's time for us to walk in faith. I want to see, and I believe, and I know you believe in signs and wonders and miracles. I want to see them here. I want to see signs and wonders and miracles here. Let's ask God for that right now. It's time for us to expect great things to happen. It is time for us to know and believe and expect for that harvest to come into the church. Financially, people, workers, saved and unsaved. As I said, there's many people out there that don't have a church. We have a huge, beautiful church. It's time for people in our community to want to use our church in the right way. We have done that a couple times this summer. We were honored to host people to use our church. They were blessed by us. And when they are blessed by us, God blesses us for blessing them. It is time to take the gospel behind the four walls. We need to know the power inside of us. Take God at his word. God is waiting on us. Time to be radical with your praise to our God. Radical in spreading the word of God. Time to lay hands on the sick and believe they will be healed. Time to see the supernatural. I want to see things that I know, what happened here? It had to be God, because if it wasn't really God that I hear about, I don't know how it happened. Supernatural. Time for the church to have a healing line with the saints expecting to see healing. We have healing lines, but do you expect to see healing? I want to see people come in wheelchairs and walk out, maybe rolling their wheelchair behind. Or some people come in and leave the wheelchair. They forget about it. I want to see people that need to hear, to be able to hear. I want to see people that are blind be able to see. I want to see people that can't walk again. Throw the crutches away. Don't you want to see that too? I want to see people set free. I want to see people healing from cancer. Let's be radical. Be bold when we ask people about, do you know Jesus? I want to see people be healed from cancer, brain tumors, whatever. I want to see it. You do too. See people getting up from the wheelchairs, throwing the walkers away. You know, that's something we see often in churches. People in wheelchairs, and people in walkers, people using a cane. I'm not saying not to use those things when you need them, but believe that you can be healed by the touch of Jesus Christ. I want to see it. I want to be in his presence. Don't you? I'm asking you, don't you? Are you listening to the Holy Spirit? I'm hearing I heard God said, it's time. And all morning, I've been hearing this sound in my spirit, a different sound that I haven't heard in a long time. And I'm hearing it. And I pray for you, all of you, to hear that sound and to know that it's time for the move of God in your lives, your family, on your jobs. It's time for you to believe and have that faith like never before. Have that faith like Abraham. So I've asked Pastor to please give us the sound that I am sure that I heard. Right. We need to respond to the sound that we hear. We hear things, but a lot of times we don't know where it comes from. But it's time for us to know in our spirit where these things come from. Christ set us free so that we would have freedom. We are free. We are free. It is time for us to stand firm and not be subject again to slavery or to fall asleep. We're unchained. That shackle has been broken off in us. So we need to act like it. So much to do. I heard a sound, Pastor. I heard that sound. And so, you know, we have been shut in a little bit, and things are beginning to come back, open back up. And, you know, we used to have Wednesday night Abundant Life groups, and people have been asking about them. We've had new people to ask about them because they're hungry, and they know something is happening. They know that God is moving. So we will start Abundant Life groups. Studies will be starting Wednesday evening, August the 11th, 2021, from 6:30 to 8. And we will be studying freedom from the curse. Christ brings freedom to every area of our life. It's time. Galatians 5:1. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, stand firm. And do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. The books will be on sale July the 18th in the lobby for $5. A sign-up sheet will be in the lobby next week for you to sign up so we'll know how many people are coming. Nice if we needed two classes or three classes. And also for us to know how many books we need. The sign-up sheet, I understand, is in the lobby today. So sign up, please. And if you are watching virtually, you are invited also. Because here at the River, we want everybody to get the teaching that the River family gets. It's God's word. So we're here to share it with you. So please go to our River of Life website. Leave us a note. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Or you can just call the church's a phone and leave a message, and someone will get back with you soon. So I hope you understand and got the feel of what I was trying to say about his time. I see a ball being thrown. You know, when is the ball thrown in baseball? During halftime or at the beginning or what? But that's what I just saw, a baseball field and a ball being thrown. Somebody tell me after service what that means, please. So before we close, I'm asking if there is anybody in need of prayer today, please don't leave before you come down to the altar to be prayed for. If you have a pain or an illness or some kind of sickness, please come down to the altar and be prayed for. Apostle Leonard will be here with someone else if you need prayer for healing. If you need prayer, the Pakankas are over here. And if you need prayer, Elder Ron will be here. Because don't leave today without being prayed for if something is wrong. And if you don't understand about it's time and that God says so, and if you don't understand about the Holy Spirit, because we are in a time and a season where we need to be able to hear what God is saying. So if you don't, please come down. And if there's anyone that has not received Jesus Christ into your life, please, it's easy. All you have to do is believe in your heart that Jesus died for you. Jesus was God's Son, His only begotten Son. And He died for our sins, our healing. He just died for us. He died for our salvation. And He was raising up on the third day. If you believe that with all your heart and ask God, talk to Him about it. And if you don't understand that, please come down and see one of the elders, one of the pastors. And I think that is it. So, Lord, I just thank You, Father God. Lord, I thank You for this teaching. I thank You, Lord, and for us to know that it is time to be radical. It is time for us to be radical in spreading Your word. It is time for us to be radical in understanding about faith and Your promises. It is time for us to be radical in praying daily. It is time, Lord Jesus, for us to be radical in praising You because we love You and because You are always available for us. Lord, we thank You today. We love You and we honor You today. Tell the Lord You honor Him and You love Him today. He loves to hear that. He loves it. So in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.